Okay. I'm the leader. Can you hear me? This one? Okay. I'm the lead developer of the BIMS, the Biodiversity Information Management System. Okay, that's fine. Let me start with the challenge we are addressing. Biodiversity data exists. In fact, there's a wealth of it across. Today, we have running instances across Africa and beyond. In South Africa, FBIS serve as the national freshwater biodiversity platform. Now let me show you what BIMS look like in practice. This is at the FBIS, our first and most mature deployment. What you see is the landing page. You can see there are millions of records right now. The site still actively used. And here's the map view of the FBIS. Those dots are the occurrence data, species observation across South Africa. And you click any dot and you get the site details, coordinates, location, description, ecosystem type. And below that, the biodiversity data, what fish, invertebrates, plants, algae, birds were found at that exact same site. You can see also occurrence status, conservation status, and endemism. And in BIMS, you can also filter data to query specific subset of the data set. The platform provides multiple filtering options. I'm going to show you some of the filter quickly. The biodiversity model tab lets you filter by the taxonomic groups. If you're interested in fish specifically, select that group and the system will limit the results to the fish records. The map and the data table update to show only records from your biodiversity group. Temporal filter control the time extent of your data query. And special filter let you query data by location. BIMS includes many special filter options. Here you can see it's filtering by South African province, and other special filters include catchment, ecoregion, and other stuff. And administrator can also upload custom layers and make them available as special filters for the specific needs. Species attribute filter lets you query based on the conservation status and also the endemism and the origin of the species. Okay. User interested in a particular species can use the search bar to enter the species name, and the system will use autocomplete to find the species. Here's where the system becomes really useful for the decision maker. You can combine multiple filters and then, for example, show me all the endangered species, fish species in the Western Cape that were surveyed in the last 10 years. Each filter works together to narrow your results. And then a data summary can be viewed in the site overview panel, and a full data breakdown is available via the data dashboard. Dashboard contains the details of the species and the metadata. You can also see the charts for the occurrence, breaking down by endemism, conservation status, and the biotopes. All of this includes an option to download a spreadsheet of the raw data for further analysis. All data can be downloaded as spreadsheets. The spreadsheet contains a comprehensive attribute of each record, from coordinates, special records, species name, and all of that data. This gives you the raw data in the format you can work with your analysis tool. Now, quickly back to the map view. You have the layer selector as well that you can use to apply special layer for visualization. You can overlay sites, rivers, and other contextual layers. This layer is processed and displayed as PM tiles, so they're fast to load and efficient to render. Admins can also upload and style custom layer in the site. So BIMS, like I said, isn't just one site, it's deployed in multiple locations. Let me quickly show you the other running instance. We have Sun Park, it's for the South African National Park. And we have Arbis for the Rwanda Biodiversity Information System. We have CAFE for wetlands. And we have FBIS Africa, it's our continental scale deployment. And this is the platform provides open freshwater biodiversity across